Daf is Daf Pei Tes. We begin the eighth parak, Kol Agagos. So the Mishnah begins, the parak begins, Kol Agagos Ha'ir, Rishus Achas. All the rooftops of the city are all considered one. Rashi points out that Kol Agagos Ha'ir, Rishus Achas, in what way? So he says that Afa Pisha Diorin Chalukin Lemata Lishnei Bnei Adam, even though below the rooftops, the different apartments, people are living in different homes, but Hagagos Shein Tashmishin Tadir, that the rooftops were not commonly used, Ein Ben Mechilik Rishus, they're not considered divided by the owners, even though each person owns their separate roof, it's considered one. The Kalim Sheshavsu Begagazeh Mutarin Lahotsiam Lizeh, that if certain utensils, Kalim, were left on top of one rooftop, you're allowed to move it over to the other rooftop. That's all the Tanakama. And there's one caveat that Mishnah says, again, Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishus Achas Ubilvad Shel Yegag Gavoa Asara O Namach Asara Divrei Rabbi Meir. As long as that there is not a wall that's 10 tefachim higher, one of the rooftops is not, they're not even if it's a little higher or lower by 10 tefachim, at that point you're not allowed to use the adjacent rooftops. And we'll see in the Gemara why that limitation is there for Rabbi Meir. Comes along Chacham, and Chacham they hold Kol Echad V'Echad Rishus Bifnei Atzma. He argues and says that each rooftop is separate. And Rashi just points out here, V'Chacham Omim Kol Echad V'Echad Rishus Le'atzmo V'im Lo Irvu Diurin Shilamata Asa L'Taltel Mizeleze. If they did not create an Erev, if they did create an Erev, in other words, the apartments, people in the lower places, and they Diurim, they create an Erev, that Erev will also help the rooftops as well. But if there is no Erev, according to the Chachamim, one would not be allowed to carry from rooftop to rooftop, even though there's no separations, even though it's not a Tashmishe Tadir. So he argues in right there. Comes along now the third sheet in the Mishnah. He's the most makil, Rabbi Shimon Omer Echad Gagos. Now he expands it beyond just Gagos. While Rabbi Meir allowed all Gagos, all rooftops, to be equated, he says not only Gagos, but Echad Gagos V'Echad Chatzeros V'Echad Karpifos Rishus Achas Hein L'Kelim Sheshav Sulatochem. That any of these Kelim that are outside, whether it's outside on a rooftop, outside in a carpet, or in a chatzer, that's all considered one unified area. V'Lola Kelim Sheshav Su B'Soch HaBayis. But any Kelim that are in the house may not be taken outside to the area. So just Rashi explains all this. Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon Mekel Mikulim, he is the most lenient. V'Amar Chateros V'Gagos V'Karpefos She'enan Yosem Mibes Hasayim. It has to be Karpefos that are limited in size. Not for now, we've discussed this before. Hol V'Kulam Ein Tashmishan Miyuchad V'Tadir. Since the usage of these areas are not commonly used, Rishus Achas Hein, they're all considered one Rishus. U'metaltlin Mizelazeh Afil Mechatzir Shal Rabim L'Chatzir Shal Rabim Below Erev. You don't need Erev. V'Les Leder Rabbi Shimon Erev Chateros Ela Rishim Heter Kliya Bias. In other words, we're not talking about where there are no walls. There are walls. We're talking about building the Erev Chatzeres of combining everyone. Rabbi Shimon says the only time you need an Erev Chatzeres is only when you're trying to go from your house to the outside. But once it's in the outside area, whether it's a Chatzer, whether it's a Gag, whether it's a Karpef, all those are considered one unit, one Rishus, one domain, and therefore there is no need for Erev Chatzeres. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So before we go ahead, the Tosis is later on in the Gemara. Okay, so that's the din. So three opinions in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, Yosef Abaye Bar Avin, the Rabbi Chanina Bar Avin, the Yosef Abaye Gabayu, the Yosef Akarmi. They were talking about this Mishnah, and they said, Bishma, we understand Rabbanan Savre, Kishem She Diron Chalukin Lamata Kach Diron Chalukin Lamala. Just like when you go down to the living space, people are living in different units in different apartments, so there are divisions within the walls of the apartment. So too, that those extensions go above the rooftops as well, and each roof is considered separate. That's the understanding of Chachamim, that each roof is a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. So that makes a lot of sense. Ella, Rabbi Meir, my Kasavar. What's the understanding of Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is the one who felt that all rooftops were all one Rishus. So I Kasavar, Kishem, Shedyorn, Chalukin Lamata, Kach, Diron, Chalukin Lamala, if he holds that the divisions that are below within the different apartments, that applies to the rooftops as well, then Amai Rishus Achas, and why would it be one Rishus? There should be divisions on top like Chachamim. So clearly they don't hold that concept of Chilukin Lamata, Chilukin Lamala. V'Kasavar, if they hold, which is what we would imagine, Ein Chalukin, that there is no division, then on top, we don't care that they're divided below in the apartments, but on top there are no divisions on the rooftop, then the Chol Lamala Me'asara Rishus Achasi. So then if he holds that way, then even if it's above 10 tefachim, why would 10 tefachim separate? And then again, V'Iksar Ein Chalukin, the Chol Lamala Me'asara Rishus Achasi, anything that's above 10 tefachim from the apartment below, meaning it's on the rooftop, it's all rishus achasein, then afilu gagavo asara, v'namal chasara nami. Then even if there might be some rooftops that are higher or lower than the others, that should not impact because there are no divisions. So the Gemara then says, so what's the explanation? There's no chalukin on top at all. Why would there be any limitation? Why would there be any caveat according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara explains as follows, that Amar Le Abaye says, did I skip a line there? Yeah. Lo shmi lecha, lo shmi lecha had, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Barav Dimi, Omer, Haya Rabbi Meir, kol makom shata motzi shtei rishuyos, v'hein rishus achas. Whenever you find two rishuyos, but they're of the same type of rishus, what does that mean? Kigon amud b'rishus ha-yachid, gavo asara v'rachav dalad. So you have a rishus ha-yachid, my property. Now in my property, I have a little pillar, or a little mound, which is another rishus ha-yachid. So it's a rishus ha-yachid and another rishus ha-yachid. It's two rishuyos, but it's the same type. So whenever you have that din, Rav Meir holds that asur l'kasef alav gzeir mishim tel b'rishus ha-rabim. It's usher to take from Rishus Yachid onto this pillar, onto this Amud, because there's a gezerah, even though it's really allowed, but it's a gezerah, lest I come to have a mound, a tail, that's in Rishus Rabim, which would be usher. Rashi just points out, gezerah, mishum tail, gavoa asara, birishus Rabim, tabi Rishus Yachid. That tail serves as Rishus Yachid, that's located within Rishus Rabim, to lo leise l'ksufi aleh. I mean, if I say in my own backyard, I could take from the property mechater, to put it on the Amud, I could do the same thing in a Rishus Rabim. I take something from the Rishus Rabim and put it on the Amud. But I don't know the difference that one's in the context of Rishus Yachid, one's in the context of Rishus Rabim. So Rabbi Meir made a gzera across the board. So too, this is the explanation of the rooftop. Hachanami says the Gemara, gzera mishum tel b'rishus Rabim. The reason why they said once one rooftop is 10 tefachim higher or 10 tefachim lower than the other, even though it's all the same Rishus, they made a gzera of tel b'rishus Rabim. The Gemara then says, "Savar minei afilu machteshes v'afilu gigis." So then, in terms of this gzeira, Rabbi Meir, whenever there's a rishus into another rishus, there's a gzeira mishum tel. They thought, "Are you going to say this even if there's a machteshes, some type of like a grinder or a gigis, some type of barrel that's a rishus yachid has dimensions of 10x4 in a rishus yachid? Would it be usher for me to take from my land, my ground, my chater to put it on top of the barrel? Would that be usher as well?" And the Gemara says, "No, Amar le'abai hachi amar mar." Lo Amar Rabbi Meir el Amud ve'amas harichaim hol ve'adam kovei lehem makom. The only time Rabbi Meir made a gzera of picking up from your chater onto this tail, if it's something that's a kavua, that's established in the ground, such as an amas harichaim, which is some type of mill, it's positioned in the ground. And Rashi explains here hol ve'adam kovei lehem makom d'dami l'tail. Has to be similar to a tail, to a mound. A mound you don't move. A mound is stationary. It's stationary in Rishus Rabim. You don't move a mound here and then over there. It's a pile of dirt. So if I have, let's say, you know, a barrel, I move a barrel from here to there. That's not stationary. So that wasn't the gzera. It was only gzera to that which had a set makom, and my rechayim, my mill, my grinding has a set place to leave it. That's a gzera. But when it came to something that's movable, that was not subject to the gzera. But either way, to understand the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir holds that all kol gagos are Rishus Achas, but once you have a 10 tefachim difference of either high or low, that comes bichlal the gzera of tail b'rishus Rabim. So the Gemara now says along these lines, v'arei kosel shebein shnei chatzeros dekavua. So if I have two chatzeros and there's a wall in between, we know certainly wall is considered kavua. V'amar Rav Yehuda kishetim shalomar ledevi Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds gagin rishus le'atzman and chatzeros rishus le'atzman and karpefos rishus le'atzman, where we saw in Rabbi Meir's position. Well, Rabbi Shimon and the Mishnah felt that gagos, karpefos, chatzeros are all the same. Rabbi Meir says, no, they're all separate. Meaning all gagos are the same. But chatzeros are an independent party, independent rishus. So the Gemara says that kishatim shalomar ledivri Rabbi Meir, gagos rishus latzman, chatzeros rishus latzman, karpefos rishus latzman, my lav, what does it mean that if you have kosa between two chatzeros, my lav deshari letetule derech koso? Does it not seem to imply that you're allowed to carry, or he talks about a din that you're allowed to carry from the, if you look at the Rashi here, one second. Rashi, it's later, based on later on, that you're allowed to carry from the chatzer into the chatzer, and to the kosel. Now the question is, why is that allowed? Isn't that going from a chatzer to a gag? It shouldn't that be a concern to look at Rashi. Rashi says, last four narrow lines, my lav had the kamrinan chatzeris v'shus le'atzman. when we say a chatzer is an independent rishus, lav the shar the tule derech kosel velo gazer mishim tal. Alma gagavoa v'namach taima achrinehu. So when we say you're allowed to carry from the rishus to the chatzer, to the kosel, does that not mean it's allowed to carry on top of the kosel? And it sounds like we're not concerned with the gzera. I mean, according to Rabbi Meir, you should not be able to carry from the chatzer to the kosel. That's from gzera mishim tal b'rishus harabim. It's a kosel's kavua. So how come the Gemara later on seems to imply that you can carry from the chatzer to the top of the kosel? And the Gemara answers that no, Amar Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheish is lo lahachnis lahotzi derech psachim. It's not talking about carrying from the chatzer to the top of the kosel. It's rather talking about carrying through the, if there's some holes, some windows, through the kosel, that's allowed. But to carry from the chatzer on top of the kosel, einachanami, that would be bichlal, the gzera mishum tel. If you take a look at Tosas on the top here, Tosas Yomaso Kogagos, gzera mishum tel b'rishis rabim. Tosas writes, V'afal gav de kaimelan k'rei meir, b'gzerosav afil b'malkum rabim. Normally, we do hold of Rabbi Meir by all gzeros. Even if it goes against the rabbim, we have a klal, we always hold of Rabbi Meir's gzera. And in Tosas brings a raya, k'damrinam b'perek afal p'in g'mer k'subas, gavi masha adam es isha shtayim v'shol shanim b'lo k'suba, about a person holding off a wife without giving her k'suba. Whatever the concern is, here, however, hacha, Omeri de'ein halacha k'rei meir. Even though this is a gzera and it's a meir against Rabbim, we don't hold the right meir. This is an exception. Why is this an exception? To paskin and lekaman halacha k'rei shum. We pass like k'rei shum later on. Damar kulan rishus achas. And that's how we paskin. It's clear in the Gemara. The kosel shebein shnei chatzeros de asrin and hachal er meir shari Rabbi Yochanan la'el. We saw earlier in the Masechta, like 10 days ago, that Rabbi Yochanan clearly permitted this, so we don't pass like Rabbi Meir in this particular gzera. Why? That's just how it is. But this is the exception to the rule of passing like Rabbi Meir b'gzerosav.
Okay. We know the Gemara. We never said that Rabbi Meir allows. It's Rabbi Shimon who allows to carry from Karpeifim and Chateros. So what's the Havimina that he would allow?
Because it's a Rishus HaYachad in another Rishus HaYachad. It's a Chater which is Rishus HaYachad, and the top of the Kosel is another Rishus HaYachad.
Rabbi Meir holds.
That's a tail, mishum gzera mishum tail. That's his whole gzera. Whenever it's a rishis yachid, another rishis yachid, you can't carry because gzera mishum tail rishis rabbi.
But we hold like that, even with.
No, we don't. We don't pass like that. We just said we didn't tell us we don't hold like that gzera. That's right, merishita. Okay, let's go. V'chacham omrim kol achav yachad rishis b'fnei atzman. Chacham hold that each rishus is considered its own independent property. So each rooftop, each gag is an independent rishus. So the Gemara says now within the position of chachamim, who hold that each gag is a separate rishus, itmar. There's machlokas amaroim, how to understand shitas chachamim. So my rooftop is mine, and your rooftop is yours, even though they're adjacent to each other. So itmar rav amar ein metaltlin bo ella bedal amos. You're only allowed to carry on my rooftop only for amos. And we'll see why in just a moment. While Shmuel amar muter letaltel bakul. No, I have the right to carry around my entire gag, which you would think makes sense. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says three medium wide lines down. Rashi says, Rav Amar Ein Metalton the Rabbanan Begaga Samech Lechavero Elabedal Amos the Chavin de Rabbanan Kolechad Rishus Latman Vein Prutin Zelze. They're breached from one rooftop to the other. Osin Zelze. Each rooftop, the adjacent rooftops, and the neighbor is asking my ability to use it because there are no walls. Tavale Rishus Prutal Bimeloa the Malkum Ha'asilo. We have this cloud whenever a different rishus, a particular area is open to another area that's asr to me, and I don't have walls, that other area asrs my ability to use my own property. So that's the understanding of Rav. But according to Shmuel, and the Rashi explains, muter l'talta b'kulo, Shmuel felt, you can carry on my entire rooftop. Shemichitos ha-mavdilos l'mata min ha-diorin arminan gud askina l'mala refidu b'naim. The walls are below. My apartment building, let's say, I have a flat rooftop. But the apartment buildings has walls, so those walls go all the way up as well. And they, even though I don't see them, they become halachic walls and allow me to carry on the rooftop. So that's the machlokas. So we have to try to fine-tune the machlokas a little bit further. So Rav says you can only carry in four amos. We don't allow those walls. And Shmuel allows you to carry on the entire rooftop. So the Gemara now explains a little bit further. B'mechitzos hanikaros d'chuli amalopli. If the walls are recognizable, if the apartment building walls are recognizable, then there's no shaila. Everyone agrees you could carry on the entire rooftop. Rashi explains, b'mechitos hanikaros, shein habatim mechubarm. It's not where the walls, the houses are not attached to each other. There's separations between the houses. V'yesh avir b'nem, there's some airspace. U'mechitos habatim niran lo'om din agag k'mishtaklin tachas raglan. Right, each house is independent. Now, they're close enough where I could jump and leap from rooftop to rooftop, but this says separation where there's a clear wall on my house and a clear wall on your house, so those walls go all the way up, at least halachically, even Rav would agree, you could carry on the entire rooftop. When is there machlokas, the Gemara explains, ki pligi, when they argue is b'mechitas she'enon nikaras, when the walls are not recognizable. When are they not recognizable? When the houses are attached, when the rooftops are attached to each other, where it's covering up the walls of the house. So the Gemara explains, so it could be that maybe the walls are built separately, but the rooftops may be extended over, and they bridge the gap, so I could walk seamlessly over from rooftop to rooftop, and the walls that exist around my house and around your house are not noticeable because they're blocked by the extended rooftop. So that's the machlokas, the Gemara explains. Ki pligi b'mechitos she'eino nikaros. The Rav Amar ein metalton bo ela bidal amos. Lo aminon good asuk mechitasa. In this case, where the rooftop is blocking the wall, we do not say good asuk. We don't allow the walls to go halakhically upwards. While Shmuel Amar mutter letalta b'kula, you're allowed to carry in the entire area. D'aminon good asuk mechitasa. Even in this instance, you would say that the walls do extend all the way up. So the Gemara now quotes from our very mission, the last line before you turn the page, Tanan. The Chachamim omrim kol echad v'echad, each rooftop is a rishus liatzmos, considered an independent rishus. So it sounds like, Rashi points out in the top of my bay, it sounds like a rishus means I have the right to use my entire rooftop. The whole Gog is mine. So it sounds like Bishmul Shmuel. That's Shmuel. So Nicha, that's what Shmuel says, you could carry on the entire rooftop. El Rav Kashi, how's Rav going to interpret the Mishnah, which sounds like each rooftop is its own rishus? So the Gemara explains, Amri Be Rav, Mishred Rav, the base medrash Rav, they quoted from Rav himself, Shlo Yitaltel Beis Amos Begagzeh, U Beis Amos Begagzeh. What it means is, Rav says you only get Dal Amos. But when it emphasizes Rishus B'fini Atmo, those Dal Amos must be on your Rishus. It cannot be two Amos on your Gag and two Amos on your friend's Gag, must all be on your Rishus. That's the emphasis. It's not saying Rishus B'fini Atmo that you get the entire Rishus. It means use your four Amos only on your Rishus. Don't extend it over to the neighboring Rishus. So then the Gemara says, V'ha Amar Rabbi Elazar, didn't Rabbi Elazar say, Kavin B'Bavel, when I was in Bavel, Havamrina, they would say, Beirav Mishmei Derav Amri, they would quote from Rav, and Ein Metalton Bo Ela Arba Amos. You're only allowed to carry Dal Amos. Vahani Debe Shmuel, now in Shmuel Tanu, now the emphasis is Tanu or Tanu, they taught a Brisa, not that they had a statement, a Brisa which is stronger than Amorim. Tana Ein Lanu Lahen Ela Gagan, they only have the rooftop. Rashi explains here, top line, the end of the line, Vahani Debe Shmuel Tanu Is Masnisa Beyadai, they had a Brisa. The Mosvi Minay Tiyufta the Beirav that they brought as a kasha, as a Tiyufta to Rav, the Katani Ein Lem Lechol Echad El Gago, the Masho Delo Yitaltel El Begago, Ha Begago Yitaltel. It sounds like you have the entire rooftop. Again, the emphasis is Ein Lem El Gago. They only have their Gag as opposed to your friend's Gag, but regarding your Gag, you have the entire Gag to walk. That's a brisa that clearly supports the position of Shmuel. As the Gemara says, my ein lahen elagagan, what does it mean when they have the rooftop only? Lav the shavur l'taltu b'kulu, does it not mean they get to carry on the entire rooftop, like position of Shmuel? So Gemara says, wait a second. Mi alima mi asnisin, is this brisa any stronger? Is this brisa any better than our Mishnah? Do k'mina shelo yitaltu shteim amos begagzeh, v'sheim amos begagzeh. Just like our Mishnah, at face value, sounded like it's you have the right to carry on the entire rooftop. When it said each gag is rishus liatzma, Rav says that means all four amos that you get must be on your rishus. So the brisa shouldn't be any worse, or any better rather. Hachanami, beit amos begagzeh, u beit amos begagzeh. When the brisa says you have the entire rooftop, or rather it says ein la ela gagan, it means your four amos are limited to your gag, and Rav could even wiggle out of that kasha as well. So that's the machlokas again. Just to recap before you go ahead, Rav and Shmuel have a machlokas within Chachamim who hold that Gag, each Gag is Rishus B'fini Atzman. Do you have the right to walk only Dal Amos, or do you have the right to walk all the entire rooftop? So now the Gemara says, this is really interesting. I'm just noticing more as we're learning Daf together. This statement that we're about to see must come up in Erevin more so than any other Masecht, I believe. What's the statement? Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmi Ali, Hashmeiser. Rav Yosef says to Abaye, I never heard of this. This is like the seventh time we're hearing in Erevin alone, I think. Rav Yosef saying that he didn't hear this. And Amar Abaye says, what do you mean? At Amar Snehelen, you told it to us, this sugya, and you told it us to the following way. V'aha, Amar Snehelen, you told it to us on the following din. We have a din. It's we're going to see this in a few days from today. I think it's a Mishnah. Gag Gadol, Hasamach Lakatan. If you have a big rooftop next to a small rooftop, Hagadol Mutter Vakatan Aser. So you're allowed to carry on top of the larger rooftop, but you can't carry on the smaller rooftop. Now, if you remember, we had like a similar idea. a big chater and a small chater. So regarding the big chater, so that small chater, you really have the walls coming around to get to the small chater. So you have four walls on all sides. But from the small perspective, the katan, you're actually exposed completely. Your fourth wall is completely exposed to the big one. So the katan, the small chater, you can carry in, but the bigger one you can. Just look at Rashi just to make this all clear. Rashi says three narrow lines down. He says that gadol, two narrow lines down, gadol samech lekatan, gadol odef, alav la'arko, lekan lekan. The big one is extending, it's bigger, wider than the katan of both sides. Hagadol mutter, letaltel bo dior shibo. The people living in the bigger airspace, the bigger rooftop is allowed. Vafila rav, even rav, who says normally you only get dalet amos, here he says you get the entire rooftop. Why? Because the wall of the house extends itself again all four sides. Mechitas hanikarisein v'gud asikna v'isle gufufe. You have gufufe, which means on the fourth wall they start closing a little bit, even though it's a Pesach. V'hach pirta, that breach from the gadol to the katan shekenegra katan pischa havi legadol. That's called just an opening. We're allowed to have openings in the entrance ways in the mechitas. Vein katan oser lo, the katan won't aser. So that's the din. So again, back inside, the Gemara says, "Gag gadol hasamech lekatan v'hagadol muter v'katan aser." V'amr shlan, and you, Rav Yosef, told us Allah on that. You commented on that Mishnah. Amr Yehuda Meshmuel lo shano el sheish diyorin alzeh v'diyorin alzeh. If there are people living in both areas, tavleha dekatan mechita nidreses, because people are carrying, stepping over the mechita into the katan. What does that mean? Just look in the contrast to appreciate this. Aval ein diorin alzeh alzeh shem mutarim. But if no one's living, no one's using the area, it's actually mutter even in the katan. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says sheyosh diorin alzeh alzeh sheovrin kol shah mizeh alzeh. They're walking from this rooftop to the roof, to the big, the small one, to the bigger one, the back and forth. Hokach lek lemeimar good asik mimechita hatachton shbeneim mipneishin nedjesa heat. Since people are walking over it, it's clear that the mechitza between the houses is not considered mechitza from the mere fact that they're using back and forth seamlessly, so that's not called a mechitza. But if no one's using the rooftop, it's very limited use, says Rashi, aval ein ben diorin, aminan bal good asik, we can apply good asik, umutter af hakatan, even the small one would be allowed, alma af mechitza she'ena nikeres islay the shmuel good asik, dilav de mechubarin hein ein drisa mizalazeh. In other words, this is clearly a case where the mechitzas are in any karen, they're not recognizable, because the rooftops are attached. It's covering over the wall. So what Rav Yosef told us here was, if the rooftops are both being used, they're diorin on the top of the katan and the gadol all the time during the week, that means we're ignoring the mechitza that's between the two of them. And all we have is from the big gag, you have a, looks like that, which is good. But the small one, you have like looks like that. There's no, that's like this. There's no wall here. So you can't, this wall in the middle, you can't recognize that's between the two houses because people are walking over it. But if no one's walking over it, that means it does serve as a wall of some sort. And even though it's being blocked here, it's Enum Nikaris, we say that Rav Yosef says you can't even carry in the katan. Well, where's the fourth wall? It's like this. I understand the big one, there's a four walls like that. But the small one looks like that. Where's the fourth wall? The fourth wall is beneath the rooftop. If nobody's walking over it regularly, that wall is acceptable, even though it's Eino Nikaros, and that's a proof for Shmuel, that even when the Mechitas are Eino Nikaros, you can apply good Asik. So that's how we know. Rav Yosef, you taught us his din from this very comment of yours. So the Gemara says, Amalei Ana Hachya Minalechu. I told you something different. I said, Lo Shanu El Sheish Mechita Alzeh, U Mechita Alzeh. I'm talking about when there were actual walls, not the walls from the building. When the rooftop itself had a fence around the rooftop, that's when I said my din. In other words, again, the loshanu el sheish mechitza alzeh, u mechitza alzeh, the gadol mishtar b'gifufei, that the bigger courtyard, the bigger rooftop, is acceptable because it actually has walls going around, even the fourth side. The katan nifrats b'miloa, and the small one does not have a fourth wall, it's completely breached, opening up to the big one. Aval ein mechitza lo alzeh v'lo alzeh. If there are no mechitzas at all, shnei aser, they're both aser because there are no actual walls. You don't allow the walls from the building to go up because there ain't no nikaros. So fine. So then the Gemara says further, v'ad diorin amrishlan. But then the Abai says to Rav Yosef, didn't you tell us diorin has to do nothing to do with mechitzas? You mentioned something about diorin, about people living there. You didn't tell us about mechitzas. So, I amilachu, diorin, so Rav Yosef says, if I told you something about the diorin, this is what I must have mentioned to you about the significance of people living there. Not about people walking over the top or not walking over the top. I mentioned to you the diorin in the context as follows. Hachi amilachu, I said to you, lo shanu elashiesh mechitza, re'uya ledira alzeh, u'mechita ru'uyo dir alzeh. I spoke about, you need actual mechitas. You need actual walls. The mechitas of the building are in the colors. Those are not acceptable. But if you have real mechitas, those fences must be acceptable fences that are relevant for people living there, for dior. And I was talking about how to define a proper mechitza. So again, she'esh mechitza ru'uyo ledir alzeh. U'mechita ru'uya ledir alzeh. The gadol mishar begifufei, the gadol, the bigger one, is permitted because it has a fence going around even the fourth side, the gifufim coming to start closing up the area, as opposed to the katan, which is aser nifrot bimulo, where the katan is completely exposed, and the katan does not have a fourth wall, it's aser. Aval yesh mechita ruya ledira ala gadol, vein mechita ruya ledira ala katan, but let's say only the gadol has a mechita, and the small one does not have a mechita, then ala katan, afilu katan shari livnei gadol, then even the people, even the small rooftop, is permitted to the bigger rooftop. Why is that? My taima, because kevin de la'avin mechitza, since the small rooftop didn't build a fence, a wall around the area, it was indicative that sluke slike nefshai mehacha. They said, you know what? We're not interested in using a rooftop, and therefore we're mocha, Rashi says, we're mocha to the people of the gadol, and that's why it would be allowed. Okay, now what does it mean to have a mechitza ru'uya? Rashi points out a mechitza that's kavua, that's set and established. So again, if they both build mechita kavuya, so the god gadol and the god katan both have a real mechita around it, so then we have to view it, well, how does mechita work? Just like we have the case of a chatzar gadola and a chatzar katana, so the chatzar gadola is usable, it has a fourth wall, and the chatzar katana is not. But the moment you have where the katan does not have a wall on it, there's no fence, only the gadol one, well, the gadol certainly is loud because it has the four walls. Now the katan, why is that allowed to the gadol? Because again, just to repeat, once the gagada katan did not build the mechitza, that was showing that they were not interested in using the rooftop, and they're mochel to allow the people on the top of the big rooftop to use it, and there's no need for an eruv in that particular case. Yeah, interesting point. How maka works in echanami? Yeah.
Because the
market right? Yeah. I'm not sure how they get around that problem. Very good though. The Gemara then says, "Kaha, bring your raya here." How we see that a person can be misalik his rishus to someone else without having to create an eruv. Kehad amar Rav Nachman asa sulam kavua legago huter b'chol agagim kulam. Let's say everyone has a rooftop, but no one has access to the rooftop. When one guy decides to build a ladder on his porch to get to the rooftop, he gets rights to everyone else's rooftop because of the fact that Reuven built the sulam and Shimon didn't. Must be Shimon wasn't interested in his rooftop and he's misalik his rishus to Reuven. So too in this case, when they don't build a fence on top of the katan, he's misalik his rishus to the gadol. Let's finish with this next piece. It goes just one line into the daf tzadi. The Gemara says, Amar Abai says, Bana aliyah agabe besa. So let's say you decide to build a second floor, a little second floor on top of your house. So if asa lefaneha daka arba, and you build a little entranceway to a little doorway to the rest of the rooftop. So imagine you have, I don't know, a one floor, two houses, and one level. And they have rooftops that are the same. And now Reuven decides to build a little second floor on his house, but Shimon doesn't. Now not only does Reuven build a second floor, but he also builds an entranceway from his second floor to the rooftop. So the din is, since only he built an access to the rooftop and Shimon didn't, Reuven gets rights to the entire rooftop, even Shimon's rooftop, because he has the only access. So again, the Gemara says, Bana aliyah agabe beso. V'asa lefaneh daka, they make a small little entranceway arba from this aliyah. Huter b'chol agagim kulam, he's allowed to use the entire area. And Rashi says, two Y lines down, huter b'chol hagagim, v'afilu l'rabban, even the Rabbanon, that they hold that each rishus, each gag is bifnei atzma. In this case, they agree that the entire gag becomes his. Why? The chayvin de'inu, since the other people, the Shimons and Levis, didn't build lo avid sulam. They didn't build. Sorry, it goes in the previous piece, but the same idea here. Look at the next one. I'm sorry. The huta bechulan, four lines up. The gali daited the kamachzik bu. It's clear that he's being machzik in the gag. V'heim lo akbidu la asos kain. Shimon and Levi didn't build an entranceway, an access point to the rag to the gag. Achlinu the gavav. They're mochel to Reuven, who has the only real way to utilize the rooftop. But then the Gemara says, in contrast to that, Amar Rava says, Pamim, sometimes Shadakar le'isr. Sometimes a daka doesn't allow one to use a rooftop. It serves as an isr. It serves to prohibit. What does that mean? So Rashi just says here, Pamim Shadakar le'isr, v'afilu Rav Meir, even Rav Meir, who in general is very mekel, Demashre Kol Gagos Rishus Achas, that he normally holds all rooftops are the same. Sometimes it could be Aserben. Sometimes even he will agree it's limited. You don't have rights to see the entire rooftop. What would be an example? Hey Chidami, Davide Lahade Tarbitza Debesa, when a person builds a entranceway only facing, not facing the adjacent rooftops, but facing to his courtyard or facing his orchard or his garden. So when he does that way, it's clear. Damrinan, we say, going on to Dav Sadi, Linture Tarbite Hu Davide. He didn't do it, make this entranceway from his second floor to access the rooftop. He did it to be able to see and to watch over his orchard. That was clearly showing he wasn't interested in the rooftop, and then it would actually be usher for him to carry from his rooftop to the other rooftops. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue together on Sunday.